This is a recording for the Manuel Perez teleconference with Maxcom Telecommunications, Friday, July 27th, 2012, scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Good morning and welcome to today's Maxcom Telecommunications second quarter 2012 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We remind you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any questions or if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After this presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, let me say that information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements that involve risks or uncertainties that are detailed from time to time in the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission files at the company. Words such as estimate, project, plan, believe, expect, anticipate, intend, and similar expressions may identify such forward-looking statements. The company wants to caution listeners that any forward-looking statements in this call or made by the company's management involve risks or uncertainties that may change based on various important factors not under the control of the company. These forward-looking statements represent the company's judgment at this time for the call. The company disclaims, however, any intent or obligation to update this forward-looking statement. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference call over to Mr. Salvador Alvarez, Maxcom's Chief Executive Officer. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this conference call for discussing Maxcom's operating and financial results for the quarter ended June the 30th, 2012. With me on the call are Miguel Cabrero, who's our CFO, and Manuel Perez, who's responsible for our investor relationship. This call is being recorded and a playback will be available briefly. Our earnings release, which has been already forwarded to you all, are now posted on our website and are ready for download. Before crushing the numbers, I want to share with you some important statements as a sort of briefing for the quarter and for my tenure at the command of this company. The top line has decreased, as you could realize in this in earnings release, but it's important to tell that this fall stems from the wholesale and public telephony businesses and not from our core business constituted by residential and commercial. Without disregarding the performance of wholesale and public telephony, I think it's paramount to tell that we are keeping the EBITDA margin and cash flow generation, even when the incumbent company has implemented important reductions in its tariffs. I think as CEO, I followed my word by turning Maxcom into a leaning company, as you could witness in the SG&A and cash levels. We'll continue underpinning the public telephony business to achieve representative and decent proceeds in a divestiture case. For wholesale, we have been hit by the very nature of the Mexican market, which has a strong participant able to get some changes over the revenues of smaller players. But still, operational costs associated to wholesale are marginal to our core business. It's pretty much a byproduct, and even at the current levels, contributes in the cash flow stream of the company. And to end this small bracket, I will affirm to the iron will of Maxcom to honor its word in the service of the debt and the creation of value for our shareholders. As we used to, I will start with the overview of Maxcom's performance along the period, and afterwards I will come with the final remarks regarding our assessment of the company. Finally, Miguel will bring the financial highlights, and finally we'll end the conference with our traditional Q&A section, where you will have the spot to go in depth with your inquiries. Over the quarter of our cash generation capacity showed strength by reaching 364 million pesos at the end of the period. Even with the service of the debt, which has been made during the quarter, the cash levels grew by 35 million pesos in a yearly over year basis, or 11%. We continued with the easing of the churn rate, which closed the quarter at 2%, an important milestone we accomplished in 1.5 years of intense work. Our level of disconnections is at the forefront of international market standards. At the same time, the company's reconnection with the client is ongoing, and we have achieved 6% annual growth in our RGU base, while increasing penetration services of services per client in the commercial segment, where we reached 20.7 RGUs per client, as well as increase the sales of data services. The trend of net adds quarter over quarter continues, and we foresee further room for improvements. We are certain that we will get better results in the top line for the second half of this year as a consequence of the ongoing results. Our core business look good in the market juncture, and the achievement of higher and stable revenues are at the side. As mentioned, in the last reporting quarter, we have been aligning the sales force with the very interest of the company. As a consequence, we are having net additions while keeping the churn rate in healthy levels. The sales machinery is working synchronized. Going into the second quarter of 2012, by the end of the reporting quarter, the number of total RGUs increased by 31,000 RGUs in a yearly basis and 15,000 in a sequential basis when compared to the first quarter of this year. The net adds are clear proof that we have a strength top of mind of our brand along the niche we serve. The base of residential customers increased by 22,000 customers to reach 262,000 compared with the 240,000 for the second quarter of last year. In a yearly basis, 7,000 or 3% in a sequential basis when compared to the first quarter of 2012, keeping the growth pace already started in the previous quarter. The number of commercial customers declined by 320 or 9% on a yearly basis and declined by 82 customers or 2% sequentially. The number of public telephony RGUs remained steady in 37,000 units. Second quarter of 2012 confirms that we are moving with steadiness and strength over a virtuous path of net additions along the residential sector, while increasing penetration of RGUs over our base of commercial clients. In the residential segment, we keep bundling our services as a means to withhold our customer base while gaining new clients with our edge in price performance. Broadband RGUs increased 23% and IPTV RGUs 22% in a year-over-year basis, surpassing 20% growth in both lines. The double-digit growth is a consequence of our revitalized customer service standards and the alignment of our sales force. We foresee growth in our residential offers stemming from broadband and portability. The increase in net adds shows that Mascom is capable to take advantage of the CapEx program that we executed right after the IPO. Our commitment is to translate all the copper pairs we have under the ground in revenues for the company. In the commercial business, we keep retaining profitable customers by striving in the best practices of customer care, which is reflected in the RGU penetration per customer, which has reached double-digit growth in this year, in a year-over-year basis without giving up margins. ARPU has remained steady year-over-year for commercial business. All of this has been achieved while keeping the soft landing in the CAPEX program. The possible approval of the interconnection macro plan, as well as other relevant measures oriented to turn the telco segment into a more competitive and fair ground, will allow Maxcom to have even better margins and to attract more clients, giving us the opportunity to achieve in a faster fashion the critical mass that we are pursuing. The 14% annual reduction in SG&A and the 6% growth in our RGU base while increasing cash levels in 35 million pesos shows that we have a stable business based on a new leaning way of produce. I'm sure that once the full effort in NNADS escalate to the top line, we will have an even stronger cash generation, allowing us to grow and to enter into a virtuous cycle to accomplish the value generation quest that we are looking for. In public telephony, as you know, we have no plans to expand the number of operating booths. and will continue striving to revamp the network usage and to underpin the ARPU. We are committed to achieve a sound business to properly pursue a divestiture oriented to get proceeds to invest in our very core business, residential and commercial. In wholesale, we continue to see reduction of its contribution margin sequentially, stemming off from a drastic price cut from our competitors, with a respective impact along the top line and EBITDA. In difference of public telephony, this business line is a byproduct of our core business. Therefore, we strive to achieve better terms and higher margins by setting strategic alliances oriented to keep the ground in these leases, even though when the market structure doesn't help that much. Our average monthly churn rate for the quarter was 2%, lower than the 2.3% of the last quarter and lower than the last year average level of 2.5%. At this point, the churn we have constituted an instrumental tool for achieving growth with a lower CapEx burden, while letting us the opportunity to take a ride in this case, in case we decide to go into a highly accelerated growth path. Throughout CapEx, we ended the quarter with expenditures of for 134 million pesos, 33% higher than last year. This incremental CapEx extend mostly from the ongoing path in net adds. We expect to see the returns of this additional investment in the incoming quarters. As well as it's important to tell that this incremental CapEx has not eroded our cash levels, as you can see in our statements of cash flows. It is paramount for Maxcom, the underpinning of our broadband and pay TV platforms. Our technological edge is being reflected in the residential business, with higher annual rates of growth in pay TV and internet, while commercial experienced a 2% growth year-over-year based on the contribution of data, clear proof that, although discrete, our strategy is yielding fruits. We hope to have a steeper growth rates when new clients commence to contract more services from us. As we mentioned on previous conferences, Maxcom is well positioned to keep its ground while working with sound indicators such as churn rate and EBITDA margin that bounce back from the level of 33 to 35%, just as we anticipated in the last quarter. And although we are facing revenue contraction as a consequence of the contribution fall in wholesale, we are certain that we will be able to offset the fall with higher contributions of our core businesses. Even when we achieve a double-digit reduction in SG&A while increasing our customer satisfaction indices, I am still convinced that the ongoing crusade in cost and reduction still has room for improvement, and we have the iron will to operate lean. We are not disposed to let money on the table because we are committed to value creation. I think we reacted quite fast with the generation of savings along SG&A to offset the unexpected hit in our complementary business of public telephony and mainly wholesale. Along the quarter, EBITDA decreased 17% in a yearly basis and increased 2% sequentially. Cash increased 35 million pesos in a yearly basis and decreased $128 million sequentially. Regarding net additions, we grew 6% in a yearly basis and 3% in a sequential basis, meaning that we accelerated the pace of net adds when compared to last quarter, and we plan to keep the pace all along the incoming quarters. Summing up, although experienced an important blow in wholesale, we were able to ease churn in 300 basic points sequentially and recoup the EBITDA margin. In net adds, we did not only keep the pace, but we accelerated it, and all this while keeping discipline in the CapEx programs, as reflected in an annual generation of cash. With that, I would like now to turn the call to Miguel to discuss in depth the quarterly financial information. I appreciate your time, and we'll keep you posted and updated on our company. Please feel free to follow up with my team and with myself if any inquiry. You have a nice day and a pleasant week. Thank you.
Thank you, Salvador. and good morning to everyone. As we used to, I will go over the fundamental points of the balance sheet and P&L in order to highlight the relevant information about the quarter, and at the end we'll move forward onto the Q&A session. About the balance sheet, looking at the cash and cash equivalents, we ended the first half of the year with 364 million pesos above the 229 million registered at the end of the second quarter 2011. In line with the guidance we gave at the very beginning of the year by generating 35 million pesos in an annual basis. As Salvador mentioned, neither our margins nor our cash flow stream has been affected in our core businesses constituted by the residential and commercial segments. Moving forward into the balance to net accounts receivable, we had a 179 million pesos or 23 decrease in a year-over-year basis, passing from 793 million pesos in the second quarter 2011 to 614 million pesos in this reporting quarter, proof of the strengthening in our revenue mix. In fixed assets, we see a decrease of 176 million pesos when compared to second quarter 2011, registered in the account telephone network system and equipment, as a direct consequence of the net effect of the investment program and the depreciation charges for the period. Going on to the right side of the balance sheet, accounts payable decreased by 26% when compared to the same period last year, stemming from lower interconnection costs. Regarding long-term liabilities, our outstanding debt represented by the senior notes increasing its peso valuation by 16% or 371 million pesos when compared to the second quarter 2011, and increased by 6% or 163 million pesos in a sequential basis. These changes in valuation are directly related to the peso exchange rate fluctuation. Going into the P&L, revenues for the quarter were 517 million pesos, lesser than the 592 million pesos achieved in the same period last year. In a yearly basis, in the commercial and residential segments of our core businesses, which account for almost 80% of our revenue stream, we witnessed a pretty stable behavior. When compared to the second quarter 2011, in wholesale, we saw a sharp reduction in its contribution to the top line of the company by 61 million pesos, and 12 million pesos reduction in public telephones. In a sequential basis, the top line decreased by 30 million. In the residential sector, revenues decreased 2% in a yearly basis in respect to the same period of 2011, driven by a fall in the ARPU of the business, which was partially offset by the net adds in the REU base. The largest contribution for REU additions stemmed from data, accounted for almost 22,000 net additions, followed by pay TV with more than 11,000 new TV subscribers. About ARPU, we got 176 pesos, 1% higher in a sequential basis, while remaining steady in the REUs per residential customer. Commercial revenues increased 2% in a yearly basis when compared to the second quarter 2011. This increment stemmed the most from the increase in data services contribution. On public telephony, the 21% decline in revenue year over year was driven mainly by a fall in the ARPU and network usage. In regards to wholesale, in the second quarter 2012, revenues decreased by 47% on a year-over-year basis and 33% sequentially. This important reduction is mostly as a consequence of lower charges. Summing up, we continue having a constant trend of net additions over the residential segment, which was speed up sequentially as a consequence of more stable clients by one hand, which is clearly reflected in the churn reduction, and the attraction of new clients by the other hand. We foresee the continuing of this expansion path for the second half of the year as well, and we expect to have a gradual ARPU recovery while keeping a good pace in net adds. Both effects, which should be translated in a better performance in the residential business at the year end, probably surpassing the 2011 contribution to this business line in the top line of the company. In the commercial segment, we witnessed an annual gradual recovery that we expect to be withheld through sales of more data and solution services. While in public telephony, we continued seeing a revenue fall amounted at 21% on a yearly basis and a 10% gradually fall in its contribution. It is important to tell that we are undertaking an ongoing operational process oriented to stop the decreased trend and, if possible, revamp revenues in a few quarters from now. Wholesale is clearly lackluster when compared to 2011, stemming from pronounced tariff cuts undertaken by our competitors, leading us to make adjustments in our expense structure, as Salvador just mentioned. For instance, we were able to reduce SG&A by 14% in order to safeguard our cash flow generation capacity. Bottom line, I see another operation with minimal disconnection rates over an accelerated increase in RGUs, while cash levels continue stable, even with the erosion on wholesale and public telephony contribution. Concluding, we have gradual recovery in the commercial business, stemming from sales and data services, and gradual recovery in ARPUs and net adds in the residential business, offset by a sharp fall in wholesale revenues and margins and an erosion of public telephony contribution. Regarding costs, network operation costs decreased 16% on a year-over-year basis, mostly because of savings generated among linked leases contract, long-distance interconnection, and public telephony interconnection costs. The gross profit margin achieved a 65% rate, almost flat with the same period last year. The breakdown of our gross profit is explained in detail in earnings disclosure document prepared for the quarter. SG&A expenses were down in double digits by 14% yearly as a consequence of adjustments we made in the payroll, lowering the burden of this cost of the company. EBITDA decreased in the second quarter of this year in a yearly basis 33 million or 16%, while increased 4 million or 2% sequentially. We clearly identified the significant fall in wholesale contribution as the main factor behind the EBITDA fall in this quarter. EBITDA margins keeps in almost the same level as a year before and went up 300 basis points sequentially. Going down to depreciation charges, those decreased 9%, passing from 117 million pesos during the same period last year to 155 million for this reporting quarter. Capital expenditures amounted to 134 million pesos during the second quarter of this year compared to 101 million pesos during the same period last year. The increase in our CapEx levels is the result of incremental installations of customers and RGUs in the residential segment. It's important to tell that the path of net adds in our residential business allows the company to extract the most from its network. We still consider that there is important upside in the contribution of new clients as long as we sell more service to them. Final remarks, we have strengthened key elements to underpin our margins, such as churn rate and SG structure, leading us to a leaning operation. By the other end, we continued regaining ground in net adds, actually at a faster pace than last quarters without giving up the discipline of our CapEx program. Finally, we are trying to offset the contribution fall in our complementary business of wholesale and public telephony with a higher top-line participation of our core businesses, residential and commercial. Thanks for your time, and please do not hesitate to address any inquiry to my team or myself. With that, I will hand the call over to the operator for the Q&A session. Operator, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our first question will come from Alex Garcia, Citibank.
Hi, Miguel. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking the question. I have two questions. The first one is if you could detail how did you guys manage to accelerate RGUs? And I was wondering if it was through a temporary promotion or if it came through price cuts. And if it came through price cuts, is there any risk that you have to extend the cheaper prices for the rest of your base? That would be my first question. And the second question is that I was looking, you guys had an FX loss that was below what I was expecting. So I was wondering if you guys have managed to reduce the US dollar debt exposure. And if that was the case, if you could refresh us the size of that US dollar debt exposure at the end of Q2. Those are my two questions. Thank you.
I'll take question number one, Miguel, and please be preparing question number two. As regarding to how we have done to manage and accelerate our use, as you know, last quarter we have made a total revamp of our offering. In fact, we have not taken any price cut. Quite the opposite, we have raised our prices in general terms, and as a result of this new marketing plan, you know, which is more aligned with our customers' needs and includes, you know, a change in the way that we retribute and we pay our salespeople, we have been able to consistently gain at least, you know, 4,000 and change RGUs net additions in the residential segment month after month. So it's not a result of a temporary promotion. It is not a result of a price cut. Quite the opposite, as you can see in our gross margin. And it is a result of a new and more aligned and revamped marketing plan and the service of portfolio services with our customers. That's pretty much referring to question one. I don't see any risk in our path. I can see, you know, a churn rate to keep in the levels that where they are right now. In this regard, you know, we have done a very important effort in order to understand which were all the aspects of the insatisfaction for our customer base in order to solve all those problems and to help the churn rate to keep it the levels below 2% where it is right now. And question number two, Miguel.
Okay, regarding your second question, I could say that, as you know, 100% of our outstanding debt is dollar denominated, constituted by the senior notes, 2014. You know, we don't have any kind of coverage regarding the principal of this debt, so we don't have any swap covering it. That means that 100% of the, or almost 100% of the exchange loss that you saw in our P&L statement is virtual. That means that it doesn't affect the cash of the company. But on the other hand, we are covering 75% of the coupons, of the payments of the coupons that we pay in the second and the fourth quarter. We have four swaps covering those payments. So we are pretty well covered in that side, but the principal is exposed But fortunately, at this moment, those fluctuations in the exchange rate only means account impacts with no cash significance.
Thanks. Thanks, Miguel, and thanks, Salvador, for the clear answers. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Alvaro Gonzalez, GMP Securities.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for the call. Quick question. I would like to know if you're confirming your guidance that said if EBITDA is down 70% year to date, I don't know if you continue to expect an EBITDA below 3 and 5% compared to 2011. I would like to know how do you expect to get there, first question. And second, if you have any strategies in place in regards to your debt, any kind of refinancing or anything.
I'll take the first one, Miguel. You take the second one. Regarding our guidance, we keep in the from an EBITDA standpoint of view, we keep in the guidance we gave at the beginning of the year. The trend right now will take us around to 720, and the guidance that we gave was January was 745 for the year. We have a 25 million pesos default there in our trend line that we are pretty sure we're going to be able to offset, during these next quarters.
So should we expect sort of some EBITDA growth in the coming quarters?
On a sequential basis, you will see, EBITDA growth on a sequential basis, yes, as we have seen on this one. No? And it's strictly derived from the improvement on our core business, as we have been, underwriting during this conference call, and from residential and from commercial. We have taken most of the hit in the wholesale business, and we have taken most of the hit on the public telephony. We don't expect those two non-core businesses to go down anymore, From an EBITDA standpoint of view, we're going to be very close. Of course, there will be a slight force, offset in the revenues, derived from the extraordinary drop that we have had on our wholesale business. That's probably, the part we're not going to be able to offset. But besides that, we're going to be in good shape, and we're going to keep, watching improvements on a quarterly basis, on a quarter-over-quarter basis, on EBITDA, and you're going to start, seeing improving in revenues too.
And as far as you should expect around 5 to 8%, as you said, or probably higher?
Let's stay with 5%, but we are very optimistic in that regard.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Miguel. Regarding your second question, we don't have anything to comment. We don't have news regarding any effort oriented to refinance the debt. That's all I can mention at this moment.
And just one last quick question. It's just a matching number. Between the debt that you released as, I think it's 2,779, in the financial statement it goes a little bit lower. Is there any IFRS accounting difference there, or am I missing a number in there?
No, as I understand, this is the face value, this is the $200 million of the debt. So maybe the change is a consequence of the exchange rate that we use to reveal the number in peso terms.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, as a quick reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question will come from Jacob Steinfeld, J.P. Morgan.
Hi, good morning. I have a couple questions. The first one is, in terms of the wholesale business, I guess, what do you see as sort of the bottom here? Because it keeps on, the decline keeps on accelerating every quarter, so I just wanted to get a good sense from you, sort of what's driving that number down, and what you expect the bottom to be? This is my first question.
Well, it's hi, Jacob. Good morning. This is Salvador. I know that we might look a little repetitive here, but it's difficult for me to imagine, that this business can deteriorate anymore, as it is having essentially, zero net margin. I mean, right now our interconnection cost is in the 39.5, and many of these calls, you know, especially from the resale business, are in the neighborhood of 40. So as you can imagine, you know, can this price go lower than that? Well, maybe somebody, you know, can go to a negative gross margin, you know. Certainly we are not, you know, but it doesn't make any sense. So I, you know, as far as my opinion, I think that this business has gone, you know, mostly, you know, as low as it could go. And I don't know if you have a different opinion, Miguel.
No, I agree with you 100%. In my opinion, the rates, the charts that we are selling using now are the very, very low, and the margins are so narrow that I think that it's small room to decrease the revenue and the margins. But you know, it's strange what happened in the last 6 months, but it's difficult to expect an additional decrease.
Right, so I guess the negative impact on cash flow, you can't really go any lower. We may see some continued reduction on the top line, though, in this segment. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we don't expect additional reductions in the top line as a result of an additional decrease in the wholesale business.
Okay. And then is there any progress on the public telephony side and the sale of the public telephony, or any update on the litigation that you have, some of your cases?
Okay, this is Miguel Jacob. You know, we started the process to put the information in order to prepare a brief presentation, information to present to potential investors. We're in this process, but we don't have anything solid to comment. We are in the process. We are optimistic that we will find someone interested in the business. We don't know at this moment if we are going to divest the entire business as a single transaction, or maybe on a couple of transactions, but we are in the process. And your second question regarding the litigations, I assume that you are talking about the interconnection charge regarding the retroactive claims of the company.
Yep.
We don't have anything to comment. You know, at this moment, the judges and the courts in Mexico are on vacation, so work will start again in August. So we don't have anything to comment now.
All right. And my last question was, I noticed that you had repurchased a small amount of bonds in 2011. I was wondering if you've repurchased any this year.
Well, Jacob, that's a very sensitive information. I can disclose this information publicly.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next question will come from James O'Malley, Outrider Management.
Good morning. My question has actually already been answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone now. Well, speakers, at this time, it looks like we have no further questions in the queue. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That is all we have for today. Thank you for joining today's conference. Please disconnect your phone lines and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you very much to you all, and thank you, Miguel, thank you, Manuel, thank you for everybody for your interest in our company, in Mascom, and I look forward to seeing all of you in our next conference call 3 months from now. We'll keep on working hard, you know, to keep our numbers improving. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Miguel. Thank you to everybody. You can reach me, myself, or Manuel in our phones to have additional information. Thank you. everybody.